Welcome to Passion Church. For more information about Passion Church, please visit us online at www.passionchurch.tv. Now let's join the service already in progress.
Good morning, Passion Church. Would you please stand and join us in worship today?
Till the whole world knows. We won't stop till the whole world knows.
some praise this morning. Tell him how great he is. Hallelujah. Psalm 95 says, "Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hands are the depths of the earth. The heights of the mountains are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts." Lord, I just ask that to be our prayer today, God. Let us hear your voice, Lord, and not harden our hearts, Father God, to your presence, Lord. Lord, would you just speak to us today, God. Let us worship and kneel at your feet, God. Jesus, be the center of it all. Jesus, at the center of it all.
My heart to the Yeah. Father, we exalt your name today. We exalt your goodness. We exalt your greatness. We exalt the fact that you have the ability above every other God, but above every other resource, above every other place that we can go. We exalt that you're higher than that. We declare that you're more than that. We exalt you today. Father, in this house, there are many needs I know that are represented. I pray today that as we're in your presence, it's the best time. It's the optimal time to approach your throne, to make our petitions known. So, Father, this morning I pray for the needs in this house. I pray that you would touch and that you would heal, that you would restore, that you would rescue each of us today. I ask you to do this. If you're here this morning, I just really strongly sense this. We're going to do it like this morning. If you have a need, a physical need, an emotional need, a spiritual need, a relational need, financial, whatever your need may be, would you just step out this morning and come and stand right here just real quickly? We're not going to take long, but I just really sense that we need to do it like this morning. If you have any kind of need this morning, would you just quickly step and come and stand right here? The Lord is here, amen? We believe in this moment that God can do miracles, right? Anybody else believe that with me? I believe he can do miracles this morning, amen? I know we've got some folks that are not here that need a special touch. We want to lift up Donovan Lund, who's in the hospital having respiratory issues. We want to lift up Michelle Ternez's family, who lost their grandfather this week. Arthur Gordon's grandfather, I think, is not doing very well. Arthur, come on down here. I want you to stand in for him. We've got others that we've got a family friend that we got word was rushed to the hospital this morning, a pastor. And we just have a lot of needs this morning. Would you look around at all the needs? I know they smiled at you when they came in and we think everything's all right, but would you look at all the needs this morning? Then you layer on top of that, we've got a large group of folks on the road at Accelerant, and we want the Holy Spirit to protect them and guard and guide them. Teresa's father had a heart procedure this week. I mean, it's just layers. But we know this, he's able. Travis Ford's mother passed away this week. So, I mean, come on now. We got needs, amen? I'm just sitting here. But I know he's able. He's able. That's why we exalt him. What does that mean? We exalt him above our need. Regardless of how big your need is here this morning, we have to exalt him in our own minds and in our own lives above the severity of our need. Which is bigger, your need or God? That's the question this morning we got to come to. We've got to come to that conclusion. Who's bigger? And I declare this morning, God's bigger every time. Doesn't matter how bad it may look, every time he's bigger. Family, would you come and get behind these real quick? If you feel led this morning, would you just step out and get a hand on somebody as we pray corporately this morning together? These are family members who have needs, family members who have issues, family members who need a breakthrough, family members who need provision, family members who need to be rescued. Come on, these are our family members. Come on, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus.
It's been a privilege to have you join us for this time of ministry. To find more Passion Church resources or to make a donation online, visit www.passionchurch.tv. Remember, you can't live without passion.